This recording, Scotland 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods pass from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since the physicists have found that it is not reflection, but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows, many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the coloured band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of a superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow of an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. There is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow, with little or no green or blue. I come from a small town called Wick, known to the locals as Weak, in the far north of Scotland, in Caithness, in the area of Caithness. It's a small town. It inhabits about 10,000 people, which sounds quite a lot for a small town in the north of Scotland. The place that everybody will know that it's just beside is John O'Groats, and it's only 20 minutes drive to John O'Groats from my town of Wick. Wick is a typical small town that's full of local characters, and it has lots of local businesses as well. There aren't many things to do in Wick, but you get used to that when you've lived there all your life. You get used to the things like the sea, which you miss when you come to a big city, and I guess all the gossip you get as you just walk along the street. A big culture shock for the first time, because you are used to walking along and meeting people on the street and having a blether for absolutely ages. When you come to Glasgow, you just walk down the street and you can just get on with what you're doing and nobody really knows who you are. I got into drama, I guess, just in primary school, just by doing different things. I don't think I even realised I was getting into it. It's only when you look back now I realised all the things that I wanted to do and ended up acting out little plays, and then it just progresses from there. When I leave, I hope to do performance of some kind. I don't really know yet. I hope to do some more singing, because I love singing and I don't think I've done a lot of work, done enough work really on my singing, so hopefully I'll progress and do something with that as well.